Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. If you'd like to find out more about our stories or our events, then please head on over to our website and take it from there. First up, in the project and export finance world, on our Essentials News offering, sponsors of the $1 billion, 718 megawatt LNG Marangat combined cycle gas turbine project in Bangladesh, JERA, a joint venture between Tokyo Electric Power and Chubba Electric Power Company, and Reliance Power are sounding out banks to fund the scheme. The news comes exactly a month after Reliance Power signed a deal with JERA for a joint stake in the project company, Reliance Bangladesh LNG and Power. On our third-party news tracker service in the project export space, Floor, JGC Corp and Technic FMC Consortium has been awarded an EPC contract by Mozambique Rovuma Venture for its Mozambique Rovuma LNG Phase 1 project in Cabo Delgado. It has been announced at a multi-state meeting in Hanover that Germany intends to boost offshore wind to 20 gigawatts to meet sustainability goals. Enel has signed its first revolving credit line linked to the achievement of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, a 1 billion euro five-year loan with UniCredit, and the African Development Bank has approved a $13.2 million financing package for the African Development Bank for fisheries and an aquaculture development project in Malawi. Over in the commodity finance space, Nord Gold Group has raised $400 million in international capital markets in a five-year Eurobond issue. Margarita Louis-Dreyfus, chairperson of Louis-Dreyfus Company, has continued to squeeze the agricultural trader for cash, even as global trade tensions saw first-half profit plunge. Amarillo Gold has appointed Amarat International as project finance advisor for the Mara Rose Gold Project in Goiás State, Brazil, a global precious metals merchant and advisory firm. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, Ripple and Finastra have teamed up to offer Ripple's blockchain technology through Finastra's payment solution to support fast cross-border payments. The Monetary Authority of Macau has launched an export credit insurance system aimed at reducing trade risk for Lusophone countries, and small businesses in Ukraine will benefit from a new financing opportunity of up to 120 million euro equivalent in local currency under a financing program organized by the EU, the EBRD, and its partner banks. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media. Show it all the way. Oh, yeah. Show